Had some good news coming out of General Motors this week, and the governor helping along with the fact there's a potential for some additions to the GM plant near St. Louis and Wentzville.
That was great news. The governor's been real quiet about it until he could assure that we are in the running for this. Kind of a best-kept secret around here, and there's hard to keep secrets in the Capitol. But the governor's worked for quite a while trying to ensure that GM is going to keep a plant in Wentzville. Plus, add to it, GM's going to be willing to invest if things go as we would like them to go. So that's a pretty good commitment. Besides the 3,500 jobs I think that's currently there, they're talking about bringing in another 1,500. These are jobs that pay in excess of $80,000 a year. What a boom for the state of Missouri, and I'm proud of the governor for doing what he's doing, and the way he's approached it has just been outstanding. The governor's doing a great job.
Between that and the efforts to keep Ford plant on the other end of the state, hopefully it'd be nice to see some additions to all this down the road as well.
It is. GM recognized that we have a great workforce here, and so this will ensure that for probably the next 20 years that they're going to stay here. And they have lots of places they can go. One of the obstacles we're facing with this is they want some incentives, minor incentives compared to their billion-dollar investment. They're going to have to retool a lot. They're going to bring in either SUVs or trucks, and so they're going to have to retool a lot. They want some help with training, with retooling, and some startup cost. Comparing what we'll get out of it, it's a pretty cheap investment, but and hopefully we got some people on the floor, even from that area, that are halfway opposed to it, that they don't like this idea of the government picking winners and losers, and I don't go along with that. I think in winners and losers, the winner's the person that gets the job. The winner's the state of Missouri whenever they bring an industry like that are able to keep it, plus bring in new employees. There is an expansion in this, and the losers is Missouri if we don't keep those jobs here and the employees that are on unemployment. Hard to find jobs that pay $80,000 a year. I truly don't believe in that winner and loser argument. I believe in doing all we can to make sure Missouri is the winner and our citizens are the winners with jobs.
Last year we saw in the November election a ballot issue that would make some changes to a whole lot of different elements of state government and transparency. And I know there's been the legislature has to walk a fine line sometimes between completely upending a popular vote and making sure that the right decisions are made. And I think there's some House bills that are on the way, if they're not already in the Missouri Senate, that could address this in the remaining 2 weeks of session.
There is some bills in the House coming over, and I don't know if they're over here yet or not on the calendar yet. I think so. With Queen Missouri, one, it expose anybody that contacts me, it exposes all their information. And we've had sunshine requests for that in the Capitol with certain, like newspaper, wanting people to print people's names, addresses, phone numbers, and any confidential information they might have given me pertaining to Social Security numbers, something like that, to look up something. So, and then the redistricting. And before redistricting, anytime redistricting comes up every 10 years, there is a nonpartisan committee that does this. It is a nonpartisan committee that had done it in the past. I think the voters were misled, but regardless of whatever comes out, anything that changes will be have to be passed by the people. It's a constitutional amendment, and anything done up here will be passed back to the people to make them maybe better informed. And the voters are smart. They tackle issues in a smart way, but it's awfully hard to take a 20-page bill and condense it in a couple words and let people fully understand it. And people, they're like me, if they aren't an attorney, can't sometimes understand all of it. Most of us aren't going to go hire an attorney and say, hey, you know, read this bill so I know how to vote. And a lot of constitutional amendments that way, they're so brief, briefing on them is short. So hopefully this will come out and it'll be very transparent. The only thing I would not do is lighten up on the ethics part of it. And I think a lot of people voted for it for that reason. The Senate had a chance to correct that. Two members stopped us from doing it. I will vote no, even to tighten that even more. I don't take lobbyist money, lobbyist gifts, no ball game tickets, no meals, none of that. So it wouldn't affect me. It never has. But I think that the voters seen that as a primary thing, and I think sometimes they get us confused with Washington, D.C. But there are some people abusing it, taking tickets that I would have never taken, and you try and tell them that, but they sometimes get the attitude that it's okay. I personally don't, so therefore my ethics report, which anybody can look up, will find big zeros at the bottom of it where I do not take, and if I end up taking dinner, it's on the report, then I immediately reimburse them and get rid of it. So they can check for years, ever since I've been in the Senate and back to House days, that they'll see that my ethics reports are always clean.
More House bills, and there's some Senate versions of these too that deal with some abortion bills, and some of the heartbeat bill is probably on its way to on the floor pretty soon.
The heartbeat bill is coming. It's probably already over here. I don't pay a lot of attention. It's so hard with all these bills coming over here, so I worry about what's going to come up, you know, the next week, and we worry about that, about keeping up, plus our own bills. I've been busy and still in meetings, and this week, like two or three different times, had two or three committees meetings go at the same time, and you don't want to miss a vote in any of them, but you want to hear what's going on, but impossible to do that some days, especially in this session. When that bill comes up, it's a heartbeat bill, stopping abortions if there's a heartbeat. When that comes up, I think it'll be the last couple of days of session. I don't think it'll be taken up because I think the minority party will filibuster it and try and keep it from passing. Probably have to move the previous question to get it to a vote and then be determined by everybody in the Senate to get a vote on it, which I like. If people have an issue with a bill, fine, bring it up, let's talk about it, and then vote on it and let the majority rule, you know, on stuff.